Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seats for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! School Talk has arrived. Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk!
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not, but once again, for the 1,255th time, because we asked that new math. We got the calculator going. We got the calibus. We got the syllabus. We got the illibus. We got the alibus. I made some words up today. We got a lot of things going on. My name is Emerson. Our main line here is 244-9234, but you cannot call in. I'm waiting for my guest to call in, so do not call in here. I want my guest to call in. Do you have a guest, awesome guest, calling in this morning? Here on School Talk. Remember, you are entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts. Welcome to School Talk. And my main man, my producer, my student producer. I don't produce not without my student. If my student ain't here, I'm going home. If he ain't pushing the button, I'm going home. If he calls in sick, I'm going. Well, we get somebody else to do the job.
Yeah, we'd have to do that.
Good morning, Max.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Been a busy week for you?
It really has. So we've had two broadcasts that I've worked already this week.
Wow.
So we did the Tuesday game for Plainfield.
Okay.
So it was the Battle of the Benches.
Hey.
Stan would get the victory there.
Beady
so
all
we
the way.
Got the win.
Hey.
And then it was Warren Central versus Ben Davis.
Yeah.
And that was a heartbreaker.
Down to the last shot, right?
Yeah.
Well.
That was a fun one, though.
You know what you say sometimes, you can't win them. Don't say it. Win them all.
We got to do that every single week. Just win them all.
You ain't playing for the weekend?
No. Just
oh, good. Hey,
this
you want to come
on
my house and rake my leaves?
No. Wait a minute. I just got a message. I think I have plans now.
I ain't mad at you. I'm not going to rake them either. Well, that is great, man. I'm so glad. How's your voice? You've been busy running your mouth. Sound like me.
Yeah, my voice is fine. Just got a bit of a scratchy throat from yelling, but otherwise it's fine.
Okay, well, I want to check, you know, because I play a doctor on a movie. I'm waiting for a real doctor to call. So, but till then, we got some things going on. We call the Big
Board. Thanksgiving break is November 24th through 26th. That means no school next week. Boys basketball starts off with Fishers traveling to Ben Davis. That game will be on November 23rd at 7:30 p.m. Girls basketball, Ben Davis travels to Lawrence Central in a mid-conference matchup there. That is November 27th at 1:30 p.m. And tonight, it's the big game. Ben Davis at Center Grove. Pre-game at 6:15.
Huge.
Kickoff at 7. It's the semi-state championship game. One game away from a trip to Lucas Oil.
What?
Podcast on audioboom.com. You just got to search WBDGFM. We're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Social media at WBDG Indy, except for TikTok at Giant90.9. And School Talk, that's right now, airing every Friday at 7:30 a.m. with replay Sunday at 2 p.m.
Man, before you get pushed that other button, semi-state championship. That's huge.
It is.
Okay, I knew we had another game coming up. I knew we was going to play Center Grove. I knew it was a football game. I knew we were playing Center Grove. But I missed that one part, the semi-state championship part.
Yeah.
What? And then one trip away from going down to the, well, we used to call it going down to the dome. You know, you remember that, do you?
No, I don't remember the dome.
I vaguely remember. I remember they imploded it. Well, they imploded, deflated. But yeah, man, that is awesome. That is awesome. I'm so happy for the Ben Davis Giants have an opportunity to do things that they do. And that's the thing that we call The big board. That's what we call it, the big board. You know, and then sometimes, you know, there are sometimes when we have certain people that come onto our show, and usually, you know, I talk about their background, talk about the things that they do. But every once in a while, you have someone that has a bio that would take up 30 minutes of my show. My show is only 30 minutes. So on the phone, by the way of the airways here in Indianapolis, Indiana, we have the one and only Dr. Kane, the director, chief medical officer of Marion County Public Health Department. The director, good morning, ma'am.
Well, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm so glad to hear your voice. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? I'm just jumping up and down right now. I'm so glad to hear from you. Last time I talked to you, it's been a while, but we have talked a lot of times out in the community, doing some great things for our folks, and just keep it up. But before I get into what you've been doing, I want to tell the folks about you just a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I can't read the whole bio, doctor. It's so long, but it's so much, but I want to share just a little bit. You're associate professor of medicine, Indiana University School of Medicine and Infectious Disease Division. You're the chair of the National Medical Association Infectious Disease Association, board member of the Centers of Disease Control, Prevention, Morbidity, and Mortality Week Report. Well, but there's more. You're also the chair of the Indiana University Simon Cancer Community Advisory Committee. You still chair of that committee?
I am.
Do you realize I got personal history with the Simon Cancer Community? I'm a prostate cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
And it was there. It was downtown at IU. My doctor, you know, Dr. Matheson, performed the surgery on me 2015 and pushed the magic button. I am cancer free. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah.
And like I said, folks, I encourage everybody to go online, Google Virginia A.K. Medical Doctor, Director of Marion County Health Department. You'll see all the things that she does. She does so much. So I'm just going to call her Superwoman. Now, I'm going to dip into your Kool-Aid a little bit. We got students listening. I want to know where you went to high school and where you went to college.
So I went to high school in Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And I froze to death in Minnesota. And went to undergraduate in St. Peter, Minnesota at a Lutheran college called Gustavus Adolphus College.
Okay. Now, going to high school, going to college, all these young folks listening for you, you know, and like, you know, some older folks really don't know what they want to do. And I'm going to get into a lot of stuff today. I'm going to get to COVID-19, but I want to learn a little more about the good doctor. They're going through things now, and they're trying to figure out what they want to do when they grow up. Now, did you always want to get medicine as a young person?
No, I got tricked into medicine.
Explain.
Well,
explain.
I was a student assistant going through college that was help, you know, get money for me to pay my way through college.
Mm-hmm.
And so my chair of biology says, "Oh, I got this wonderful program for you. You know, you can attend med school in the summer, take two courses." At Harvard in Boston.
Okay.
And see what it's like. And, you know, I was tired of school. You know, I need to make some money in the summer. So I said, oh, yeah, I'm interested, but no problem. I'll apply.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to tell him, I said, oh, I am so sorry. I let that deadline get past me, and I didn't apply. And he says, no problem. I thought you might be busy. I filled out the application for you, and you got accepted.
Wow.
And I just, what can I say?
Wow.
I had to go to Harvard and work with a doctor in the children's hospital. And after that, I loved medicine and got a chance to go to med school.
That is beautiful. How huge What role did your parents play? Did your family play a role in your in the medical field?
Well, they did, because my father is like a scientist.
Ah.
So I've always loved the science when I was growing up, and so I saw the first man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
As my father insisted, everybody, we got to watch this. This is really important. And my little brother said, he disappeared, and my father went looking for him. He said, "Well, I'm watching Star Trek. That's the same thing, isn't it?"
Oh, wow.
And whatever. So, but I wanted to be a researcher.
Mm-hmm.
But I found out you could do research as a physician. As well. So
that makes sense.
I really enjoy what I was doing.
And 30 years later, 30 or 30 some years later, now you are the director of the Marion County Department of Health.
That's correct.
How does that feel? I mean, that's I've seen you on TV. I've seen you next to who's in any manner you might say, who's who of the United States of America, who's who of America. Right next to him, you're going to find Dr. Kane when he talks about disease, when you talk about COVID-19. I got to ask you, from a person looking on the outside, dynamite comes in small packages. How does that feel?
Well, it's an amazing responsibility, but I get a chance to meet some wonderful people, different people. And a lot of people are volunteering and doing some incredible things. And so you just don't have an opportunity usually like that. Instead, I get a chance to meet you.
Yeah.
And so, and I don't think there's another one of you like you on this earth.
Thank
so.
God. They can't have the two of me. I remember you, I did a seminar at Friendship Missions Baptist Church. I want to say it was prostate cancer, but it might have been suicide prevention. But it might have been some other project that we get involved in. You came to Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, and you gave me your time, and your expertise, and your caring by showing up. And I just want to push that magic button because I remember that, and I appreciate that. Because I ain't nobody. I mean,
wow. I don't know about that.
I ain't nobody. But you take time for people because that's who you are. And that's what I love about my medical field. I love my teachers, too. And like my Dr. Masterson, he has 4.8 stars out of 5 with an 800 ratings. He was my doctor who took care of me when I was sick. My nurses took care of me when I was sick. I love my nurses when I was in the hospital. So what you're doing, and from that point of view, I love it. Want you to keep it up. We need you. Don't never stop. If anybody bothers you, I'll come talk to him. Tell him to leave you alone. Leave you alone.
Uh-oh.
Now, we're dealing with some stuff. So we're still dealing with COVID-19. It's still here. And you were involved a lot with Wayne Township, state of Indiana, as it pertains to how we get back to any sense of normal with our guidelines and our protocols. How huge was it working with our teachers, educators, and in our school systems to get to the point where we can open our school doors?
Well, it's great. I learned a lot from the teachers. I learned a lot from the superintendents of the various townships. And each one can sometimes be different. They can have different challenges and different issues. And it's just been so great to meet with them on a regular basis and make decisions or try to be flexible, but while logical and scientific in terms of the recommendations we try to put in place
mm-hmm.
to make it safe for kids and teachers and staff in a school setting.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a teacher in the studio. I know he didn't expect to say anything, but when I'm talking about my show, I deal with issues that involve our teachers, our students, and our parents. I'm a parent, but I got a teacher in my classroom, in the studio. And you can't see us, but we're all wearing facial covering. We're wearing masks in the studio. A while back, we had dividers, partitions in our studio when we did get a chance to have folks in the studio. So you know, we're living this COVID-19. We're still dealing with it. I got a deep question for you on that, but I know Mr. Easter has a question for you right now. I want him to get it out. I know he does. He's a teacher.
Well, Dr. King, first of all, thank you for all you do. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you. I know that, you know, as Emerson was saying, you were at the Friendship Missionary Baptist Church. You were at a meeting I was at in Decatur virtually. So appreciate that you do give your time to the community to talk about public health. But, you know, I was just kind of listening to the show. Emerson,
he was.
Emerson kind of threw me in here. I think, you know, obviously you guys have been in this now for over, well, almost.
Long time. Yeah,
it's been forever.
Yeah.
So, you know, when do you see, when will it be over?
That's what I want him to ask.
When will we know that COVID-19 is something, and, you know, again, it might never be over. We may be living with this forever, but when will we be, quote unquote, back to normal?
There you go.
You know, I predict that we'll be back to normal sometime next year, in the February or the March, anywhere between February and May. So I really think we got a good chance for that to happen. We just have to continue to be virulent, and we just have to get more people vaccinated. So our largest number of cases that are current that are being transmitted are in our college-age students, 18 to 22 years of age. They're making up a significant number of our cases. And then the 20 to 39-year-olds are huge. And that's the age group that we're seeing all these cases occur. But we are also seeing, this is a little alarming, we're continuing to see cases in our elementary kids and our middle school kids, followed by our high school kids. So it can be transmitted, you know, with younger children. And we're coming on the holidays now.
Mm-hmm.
So the holidays of Thanksgiving and Christmas, but more important than that, the weather is getting colder.
Yeah.
When the weather gets colder, more people move inside. And so we have to be very conscious of if we're in a large crowd while indoors, it makes us at higher risk for contracting a COVID-19 case, because a lot of people don't realize you can be infected and have no symptoms.
Yeah.
No signs or symptoms. So, you know, when someone is coughing or sneezing and whatever, you know, oh, I better keep my distance from that person. But it's hard to know when someone's got no signs and symptoms and they look healthy that they can transmit that infection to you just by regular talking.
Wow. They're
putting respiratory droplets in the air.
So, Dr. King, I think what we've seen, too, here over the last, well, at least a year, we've seen, you know, a spike, then we've seen it fall off, and then everybody relaxes, and then there's a spike again, and with the Delta variant, as we've seen this year, as the spike has gone up. Was that expected with this virus, or is it...
So what happened was is that this virus, it mutated. It underwent a change over time. And so we didn't get to the level of vaccination significantly before this virus started changing. And when it changed, it changed into a more contagious strain, twice as contagious compared to the strain we first started out. And so overall in Indianapolis, we're at a 52% vaccination rate.
Hmm.
And we really need to get to 80%. And I'm praying that we can be successful by the end of January at that level of what we call herd immunity.
Mm-hmm. No, what you just said makes sense, but some things just don't make no sense. Check this out.
In a world filled with confusality, one man stood to make sense of everything.
Now, it's time for...
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Okay, we're wearing masks in the studio right now, Doctor. The kids are in the classroom. They're wearing masks in the classroom. We're in the classroom. We're in the studio. Now, that makes sense. What don't make no sense is the headlines. Fight over mask mandate out there in Pennsylvania. Deputies had to break up a fight in Florida over a mask. Fight break out over school board, a mask mandate in Missouri. You got a fight in the school board out there in Florida. That don't make no that. I mean, people are people, but I know you're not a psychiatrist. But what's wrong with my people? That don't make no sense.
I can't help you. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Masks save lives. They do. I mean, I've lost.
They do save lives.
I've lost friends to COVID-19. I've lost family members, friends. Both my daughters had it. My granddaughter had it, and they thank God they recovered. My father-in-law brother died from it. It don't care who you are. I don't understand, and that's just Emerson talking now. I don't understand why people fight this mask mandate. Mask saves lives, and then they fight even getting the vaccination. I mean, you got way back. I'm 67. So way back in the day when they had the smallpox and polio, I mean, I'm sorry, I'm just sometimes just you know,
it don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
So that's just me. That was my rant. So if we just keep doing what we're doing, get vaccinated, and keep our mask on, then we'll see the end. We'll see the end of this thing. Am I correct?
I think we will always have cases related to coronavirus, but each year there'll be a much lower number, okay? So it's not a concern, and we can still get back to our normal activity. But we still have to get this community at least about 80% immunized.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, you know, everybody's got to get a flu shot every year. So we may find ourselves in that situation next year, but we'll know that we'll have a better understanding about that about probably by the end of January, you know, what direction we're going to go.
Okay. Now,
but I think we could have another surge definitely during the Christmas holidays and definitely right after Thanksgiving.
Like you said, the holidays are coming. Or the holidays are almost here with people traveling. And I know we want and you want everybody to enjoy themselves and have a good life and enjoy life while you can. So, and I got the students in, like I said, I got students in the studio and they're going back home with their parents. What can our young people do to help some of our older folks or help some of our peers understand that masks work? You know, the separation works, being safe works. What else can we do?
Well, I think making sure that you have, like, hand sanitizers on you so that you can disinfect a lot of the places that you touch.
Oh.
You know, wipe down your phone if you have a computer or laptop or iPad. You know, making sure that if other people are touching it too, you need to wipe that down. But people don't think, well, I open that refrigerator door all the time.
Oh.
Or I'm in the bathroom and I flush my toilet handle frequently. So those are the kind of places, opening up a cabinet door. Those are the kind of places that we need to disinfect frequently. And, hey, you may have a ride. Okay, wiping down your car door, steering wheel, inside door handle. So those are the kind of things that we want to keep our physical environment clean. And there are a lot of wonderful products you can get, off the shelf that says they clean about 99% of the bacteria, but you want to look for the ones that say that they take care of viruses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I want kids to understand that, you know, they do have a role to play, and sometimes some people think that, you know, where I'm young, you know, I can't make no difference. This is bigger than me. But it's like you said, the virus does not care who you are. It does not care what color you are. It doesn't care what your financial status is or your social status on Facebook. They don't care. And everybody reacts. Everybody has a different reaction to the virus. I've heard young folks, you know, I have older folks even said, you know, I got it, but it wasn't that bad, or I got through it, or I did this, or something. Then others, it actually takes you out. I remember way back when we first started school, we had, what I read, we had 461 students who had been quarantined when we first started school. And checking,
oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then I checked the protocols lately, I think November the 8th to November the 12th, just in Wayne Township, we have 4 positive cases. And that's even based on the protocol. So it's still out there. It's still here. And we still got to deal with it. I want our kids to be, since I know our students are some of the smartest kids in the world, I still call them kids, doctor. I mean, sure call them young scholars, but I'm got old.
I don't know what to say about you.
I still call them kids.
I have to tell you, I do worry about you now.
My wife said the same thing. But I love them. And it's nothing
that's a doctor saying that, too, Emerson.
That's what I'm saying. Well, she said she wasn't a psychiatrist, so I'm okay. But it's like, you know, seeing these young folks grow up, and when you go through the shopping mall and you see them with their own kids now, that is so huge. And this killer, COVID-19, will kill young people just as much as they'll kill old folks. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And so I will hope these parents understand that and do all they can to make these kids so they can be young, go up and be doctors just like you. Because, you know, you got a passion for what you do or you wouldn't do it. And I'm just preaching to the choir now. And I know that. And because you reach out to us from airways to byways, in person and everything else. And we just appreciate everything that you do. And I know I'm getting ready to let you go now because I know you got a lot of things you got to do. Is there anything you want to leave us imparting here with our students and our teachers and our parents?
Well, all I would say is take good care of yourself. Eat right. Get plenty of sleep. Get rested, okay? And don't forget to get the flu shot. That's just as important as the coronavirus. And sometimes you can get both infections at the same time. And just make sure your immunizations are up to date. You know, we got kind of behind because of this epidemic. And so there may be some immunizations or shots that you need. But right now, I really try to concentrate on the influenza, the flu vaccine as well.
Mm-hmm.
But be safe out there, okay? And have a happy holiday.
All right, Dr. Kane. Anytime you want to drop some knowledge on our students, I mean, you got an open invitation to Giant 98.9, the airways here at Ben Davis High School. Because when you talk, people listen. I was listening to you earlier, and you can hear a pin drop in the studio as we listen to the things that you're saying. So you carry so much weight and power, and we love what you do, and keep on doing what you do. And like you say, our doors are always open here at Ben Davis High School.
Well, thank you so much. All of you are so amazing. I look forward to having everybody walk on the streets normally like we did prior to 2018.
Oh, I can't wait for that day. This mask is hurting my face.
Don't be about it.
All right. God bless you, and you have a good day. Thanks for calling
in. Okay, thanks so much. Happy holiday.
Happy woo. Gobble, gobble, gobble. We did it, Mr. Easter.
We did.
We had Dr. Virginia Kane. Oh, man, that's so much. Push that magic button. That's before you push the other button. She dropped a lot of knowledge. A lot of knowledge.
Yes, she did.
For our young people. Good question, Mr. Easter.
Oh, thank you.
Because I wanted to be over, too.
I was here trying to live tweet while she was talking. She dropped so much knowledge, I don't have enough characters on Twitter.
Yeah, I just hope the parents heard some of that, you know, and understand what they have a role to play. And with our young people in our community, if they say everything starts at home.
Yeah, and I think some of the things she said there at the end, really hit because, you know, take care of yourself. Make sure you get those other vaccinations, mm-hmm. not only the COVID-19 vaccination, which is free.
For free.
You know, yeah. And I've had my two doses and my booster. which I'm very fortunate and, you know, that I'm a teacher and that allowed me to get that booster early. You know, it makes me feel very secure and safe knowing that this year I can go back with the family and, you know, we could have Thanksgiving because last year I was at home by myself for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And that was by choice.
That's a lonely turkey.
That was by choice. But it's one of those things where, you know, I didn't want to bring, if I had it, I didn't want to bring that into my family because I'd been around people. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, being where I am with my health, I didn't want to catch it. Exactly. So I feel much more secure being back with the family here. And, you know, I know that there's a lot of information and misinformation out there when you do your, when you quote unquote do your own research. I'm just saying that. But I'm just telling you my experience with the vaccine has been very positive. I didn't have many side effects. So, you know, make sure you get there. And like she said too, that flu shot's very important
too,
which I still need to get the flu shot. Yeah. So, I miss the free ones here. spaced
too much,
it.
Too much stuff going on.
Yeah. So, I still need to do that.
Awesome. But, like I said, you're entitled to your own opinion, not your own facts. And Dr. Kane dropped some facts, you know, that you could take to the bank. And so, and she mentioned a very important thing also about getting enough sleep. Yep. People take that for granted because you think, well, I'll get it. Nah, sleep is so important. You know, it allows your body to. I can do a show on that because I'm a sleep expert. I can do a show on that. We can definitely do a show on sleep. And because people don't take it for granted. Don't take sleep for granted. Your body needs it. You just don't know how much your body does need it. And so I'd like to also shout out to my wife. Yesterday, I celebrated 37 years of marriage. Poor girl. She stuck with me for 37 years. Hopefully 37 more years. You know, God, that'd be a long time. How you doing? I don't know my name. What's your name? Johnson? I don't know Johnson, so. But I do thank my wife for sticking with me for 37 years and our marriage, and I appreciate it. So, who we got next week? What's going
we're
on?
Off.
Hey, we're off.
Next week at this time, you'll be hearing holiday music.
Oh, man.
Because it'll be Black Friday.
I love the holiday, but don't bring the snow, Mr. Easter. You can bring
we already tried
music.
That.
No, don't do that.
We already tried that last week, didn't we, Max?
We did.
With the snow?
It was a preview.
Yeah.
But holiday music, man, you put me in my chair. Next to the window, next to the fireplace, with snow outside and some hot chocolate and some smooth jazz, I ain't leaving the house. I ain't gonna go. Oh, I get Max back to the class, which is in. Get you do what you do is teach.
Right,
and
I gotta go.
Do something.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to the parents. Well, first of all, thank Dr. Kane.
Absolutely.
Thank Dr. Kane. Thank you, Dr. Kane. Thank you. We know you're busy. You took time out to talk to us here at the high school.
And thanks to everyone at the Marion County Health Department for making that possible.
Yeah.
You know, we worked really hard to get it, and she's busy.
Yeah.
So for her to take 30 minutes out of her day to talk to us, thank you.
I forgot to thank him also because, you know, I did a prostate cancer awareness seminar, and they sent out the Marion County Charles William Cancer Bus to the event. I meant to thank her for that. I'll send her an email. Well, to the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. But to remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's hard to be the copycat. It's just copy the cat wearing the right mask. The right mask, it can be a wrong mask. It can be a John. It can be the Joker mask. It can be the Frankenstein mask. Or Halloween's over in it. Or it could be a Santa Claus mask. But as long as it's the right, no, don't wear that mask. Don't wear a ski mask. Wear the right mask. So copy the right cat wearing the right mask. Dr. K, I love you. The views of Preston School Talk, next week, the Imitate Wayne Township, Bender High School, Giant 90.9 on WBDG. The views of me and my guests. Next week, you won't hear my voice. You're going to hear a gabba, 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 gabba coming from your own table. Have a good holiday. Be safe. Go Giants. Beat up on Cinder Grove.
just take the ball and just run a touchdown and run another touchdown and run another touchdown and win.
And a touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown. Yeah. Giants. Have a good week.